Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Thank you all for joining us on this Monday night. It is a little chilly here in Chicago. It was warmer earlier, but now it's a little chilly. For the last 4 days, it's been in the 60s here. So we want to say thank you for sitting back, tuning in, and joining us with Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries through Smile 3E, which is presented every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are bringing the program to you through Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, which has allowed us this platform to bring the Word of God on tonight. Our speaker tonight was supposed to be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, but unfortunately he's not going to be able to bring the Word forth. So I, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be standing in place for him. So I would like to ask my sister in Christ, as well as my sister in real life, Minister Sheila Kaiser, if she will pray for us and with us on tonight before we go into the Word of God. Amen. Minister Sheila, are you ready?
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. And as I start off to say to the Father above, I thank you. I thank you. And I thank you. And I cannot thank you enough for yet another day you have blessed me, my sisters, my family, people I know and don't know to be here another day, because without you, we would not be. And we need your help to send the angels above down here to this earth to teach the ones that don't know about you and to teach the ones that's supposed to know about you and know about you that the true meaning and the true word of God. Lord, I come to you tonight, and I thank you, Father. I thank you, and I thank you. And like I said, I cannot thank you enough for blessing us to be here another evening, another day, another month. Excuse me, another second that was not promised to us, but through the mercy and the greatness and the gracious love of you, you spared us another day, Lord. I thank you for all my sisters, blood sisters, spiritual sisters, and sisters all around the world that you have given us another day to love and to worship and to praise your name. And thank you for all my daughters, all my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my cousins, my nieces, my nephew, all my family through the blood of the parents and grandparents and great-grandparents that you blessed us to be connected to, and also through the spirit and the knowledge of you, God, I ask you to look upon us, to wake us up, and to let us know that it's you that gave us life, it's you that give us sight, it's you that give us movement, for some wish they could see, hear, talk, and walk. And the ones that can see, hear, talk, and walk have taken it for granted, and some wouldn't even, and they know they could at least say thank you. Lord, I thank you for blessing us, you know, to raise us up into the spirit, into the knowledge of knowing you, and to hold you in their life, you ahead of their life, and you to bless the men and women of the world to pick up the Bible, pick up the book, pick up the knowledge of you, and put the guns, the knives, the hatreds, the mischieving, the misuse, the lies, the threat, the ugliness that they put among others, Lord, I ask you to cure that demon, cure it and cut it up out of them, Lord. We need your help. We need your world to understand that you are the one and the only one of happiness and love and the highest of the highest, and we cannot get any higher than you, that we need to join up with you and to worship and to praise you. Lord, I ask you to bless us and bless us, and please give us the knowledge and the prayer, and send your angels to help us through this But thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, a woman of God with knowledge that have been with you and for you for the life that I can remember. But thank you to bless Prophet Antoine Thomas, the man of God with spirit and knowledge of you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser that give us the room to praise and to worship and to talk and to teach others about you on this night. I thank you for Pastor Troy, through his absence, that he still is a man of God of knowledge and wisdom. Thank you for Minister Brandon, for another young man of God that have known and to know and to how to pray and to worship you. And thank you for the speaker tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, the woman that you have gave a word to that I know will be mighty powerful and strengthful and knowledgeable. Lord, if I mispronounced anything or didn't mention anyone, Lord, please excuse me. And I ask of you all to bless all the pastors, bishops, missionaries, evangelists, ministers, bishops, apostles, and all the leaders and knowledge, the preachers that know the word of you, oh God, and to teach us and to understand how to teach, and we all can still learn more and more. I ask you to bless us in Jesus' name. Christ said, I love. Amen.
Thank you so much for that word, Minister Sheila Kaiser. Right now, we're going to just go into what God placed on my heart today. I want to pray first. God, I thank you for this chance, God. Thank you for the opportunity to speak of what your word says, of what, how your word backs up whatever we're bringing to the ears and heart of the people. God, I ask you to cover America. I ask you to cover this ministry line. I ask you to cover every man and woman that is attached to this ministry. God, I ask you to just bless Apostle-elect Cecilia on tonight, God, that everything and every hand and every voice that's raised up against her, God, you will put an axe to the throat of it, an axe to the root of it, an axe to the base of it, to just cut it out. I ask you to just bless Apostle Sandra Thomas beyond what eyes can see, what hearts can receive and minds can believe. God, I just ask you to do what only you can do, God. I ask you to come into our hearts and minds while we're sleeping and whatever we're sitting and doing and walking and talking, God, to remind us that we belong to you, that if you didn't tell us to say it, we won't say it. If you didn't tell us to go, we won't go. God, I'm just asking you to get in the hearts of your people, to be with your people, to allow your people to see things the way you see it, speak things the way you speak it, others the way you would have them talk. That it's about you and your business and not about us now. And God, I just thank you for this, and I ask you to just keep us faithful to you, that we may hide your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against it, and that the day that we need it, God, it will come forth. That your word constantly keeps us under arrest. Arrest us in our heart, our mind, and our spirit to just put us under Holy Ghost arrest, that we won't surrender. We won't throw up our hands and give up. We will throw up our hands and just praise you because we know you inhabit the praise of your people. When praises go up, God, we know that you come in. When we begin to bless people and we begin to talk to people, when we send up praises, your blessings come down. And we believe this and know this because your word has told us this. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. So I would like to share with you all, I was speaking with Apostle-elect, and we were speaking about some things concerning us. We were speaking about our jobs, our family and friends. We were talking about some things, and it has really been on my mind because I said, God, I remember reading in your word, it's been quite a while, but I remember reading it when the tribes had came together and all of the tribes were talking about their inheritance and the things that they coming to them And it was a tribe of sisters. I believe it was 12 of them. Forgive me if I don't have it quite right. But I believe there were sisters that was in this tribe, and they wanted to make sure their father's name wouldn't be lost, because we know as women, when we get married, we take on the name of the man we're supposed to. We take on his name, and we are now a part of that lineage, because when we do have children and raise them and rear them up, they become a part of the lineage of the male, the male's name. So, but these sisters wanted to make sure their father's name didn't die, and they were given their inheritance. So we began to talk about how powerful your name is, what your name means. And I was looking up in the word, because Apostle Elect always tells me, she said, Renee, or she want to call me Sylvia, whichever one, she say, make sure you can back that up with the word. She said, because you don't want to embarrass God. You don't want to misrep God. In other words, I don't want to give a bad reputation for, about God. So I looked up in the Bible, and I went to Proverbs 22:1, the first verse, where it says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. And I said, oh, wow. I said, God, that's saying a lot right there. You said a good name. Because if we just be honest, you know, it's some names out here that people will label you with. It's some names out here that people will call you by. It's some names out here that people will try to address you as. They will call you stuff that's not on your birth certificate, but you can put yourself in a position where you will be known as certain things. You know, you got some names where they say, oh, that person is a liar, or that person is a troublemaker, or that you can't believe nothing or trust them. You just watch it, because that's what they have named you as, something like that. But then you also have people out here that you said, just say, oh, that person right there is so sweet. That person right there is so loving. That person right there is always thinking about others, will just give you the shirt off their back. You know, they have good things to say about you. So on tonight, I just want to ask anybody and everybody, what name are they calling you? What name are you allowing people to call you? But at the same time now, when you're labeling somebody else, make sure you didn't take somebody else's name and try to use it, pimp it, wear it out, use it in the wrong way. Make sure you didn't try to take somebody else's name and misuse it. So, you know, the name can be handled in different ways, in different formats. And it depends on how you want to look at it. But at the end of the day, we have to all know that whatever we do, we have to depend on. When we get in trouble, we call on the name of Jesus. You know, it talks about in the name of Jesus. When we end with our prayer, we normally say, I pray these things in Jesus' name. I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I'm calling on the Holy Spirit. You're always looking for the use of name. So when you sit back and just begin to think about how people are handling you, or how you try to handle people, make sure when you get through, if you are walking as a Christian, talking as a Christian, make sure your life is being seen as a Christian. You see that? Now, that's a name right there. You know, sometimes you, us saints, we always walk in a room, or sometimes we always say, good morning, saints and ain'ts. you know, we got to stop trying to put people in places that we know they don't belong. We got to stop trying to put people in places that we know that all we are doing is caressing their ego and patting them on the back, knowing that that's not how it's supposed to be or how it's supposed to go. Stop putting these names on people that you know that are not in that place. You know, you can even sit back and say, sometimes people are jealous of other people. You know, I'm not talking about godly jealous. I'm not talking about just the world just being honorary jealous. But I'm just talking about a name. What name are you operating under? We're all supposed to be operating under the name of God said that grace and mercy. Every morning his mercies are new. You know, we have to be able to sit back and say, okay, God, I woke up, hopefully we all are doing it. I woke up saying, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're waking up calling on the name of Jesus. But we're waking up asking God to be ahead of our life on today, to lead and guide us. We're asking God to just protect us as we go. We're asking God to be our, you know, our leader on today, guide our footsteps. We're asking God to just be our Lord and Savior. Again, I'm saying that. We're just going through the process of the day. I don't want to say the motions. We're going through making sure whatever we do, we're doing it in the name of Jesus. We're not embarrassing God. We're not claiming that we saints, but then we're trying to use somebody. You know, what are we doing when it comes to how we operating in the name of Jesus? How are we representing the body of Christ? How are we representing ourselves in front of other people? What name are they calling us? What name are they seeing us in? Are they seeing us in the name of Jesus? Are they seeing us where Jesus' light shines through us? Are they seeing us where they will say, oh, yes, it's something different about her. It's something different about him. Are they seeing us as God's people? Are we being called God's people? You know, I heard them on the radio say about why are the church's membership dwindling? Why are so many people leaving church? Why are so many people not just staying at their church? They're moving around. They were talking about that on the radio. So we have to go back and look at, are they opening up churches like we talk about the Chinese restaurants in the neighborhood? It seems like one on every block, or a currency has changed, one on every block, or a liquor store, one on every block. Are they opening up churches like that? Is the church is called by the name of Jesus? Is the church is operating under the name of Jesus? Is the church is operating in the spirit of Jesus? Is there really a call for that ministry? Or right now, I'm not going to say it's not a call for the ministry, but is it a call for the ministry right now? Did Jesus ordain that ministry to be put in place right now? Is there some, you know, sometimes you have people doing stuff because I hear people say stuff and I'm like, God is not a toy that you're supposed to wind up or pull a string and it just quote out scriptures. It's supposed to be where you have gotten before God. God didn't just give you confirmation, but God sent confirmation your way that he called you to open up this ministry, to start this ministry in his name. You know, and it's just when you just sit back and talk about your name. The word of God, if you just read the word of God, it always says, well, this person was begotten by this person. This person was begotten by that person. No matter what you do, it talks about the name of, like Isaac, Joseph, Jacob. It goes. The word goes through. It is how people see you. Your name says a lot. When you talk about the 12 disciples, you talk about the ones with by their names. You talk about which ones had the same name, but you know they have two names they call them, so you'll know which one you're talking about. You're going to know which one name means something or which one name means what. You know, I'm trying to see how can I put this in a way where you have to understand your name means everything, because wherever you go, your name goes with you. Sometimes people will try to hold on to your name and use it, drag it down. But when you are operating in the body of Christ, make sure you're operating by the name of Jesus. Make sure you're operating by his instructions. Make sure you're operating by the way God has informed you through his word of how he wants you to carry yourself. Don't embarrass God's name. Don't embarrass the body of Christ. Don't embarrass the church because you tried to put another name on it, where you tried to go about it one way. God said that he would redeem us. He's a great redeemer. If we just trust in the Lord will just do what he has to do, only what he can do, and don't even just worry about how others try to pull you in one direction. Go to God. Ask God, how do you want me to operate in this? Because whatever situation God has you to operate in, believe me, what name is going to be put on it? What name is it going to be labeled by? So I'm just asking everyone that's listening on tonight to just sit back and realize and understand, what does your name mean? Before you can think about what it means to somebody else, what does your name mean to you? How are you representing your bloodline? How are you representing your name? Don't try to hold on to somebody else's name, because that's not yours. Even though me and my sisters all have the same last name that we were born under, we still have first names that are different. We have middle names that are different. But even though they call us the Kaiser Girls, that's the name we're known by, the Kaiser Girls. Mr. and Mrs. Kaiser, those are they girls. You know, so it goes back to the name. That's your birthright. You have a name. And even once I got married, I still have a name. No matter what I do in life, my maiden name follows me wherever I go. Even if I do a job application, it says first name, last name, or last name, first name. But it asks me for my, not just my middle initial, it asks me for my maiden name. So your name is very valuable. I just read to you right here in Proverbs 22:1, it said a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. So out of all the things I have, when silver and gold is gone, I still have a name. When everything is, the lights are turned off, the gas is turned off, it's all turned off, guess what, in my name. If it's in my name, it's turned on, and my name is turned off in my name. So no matter what you do, you got to remember your name helps you. Your name provides for you. Your name pulls you through, puts you through, and can also keep you out of. What does your name mean? What is the value of your name? Do you know that beyond the silver and the gold, platinum, diamonds, whatever, your name is more valuable than all of that? The most important thing you will ever own is your name. It may not be what other people would consider or think, but your name determines your credit. When they do a credit rating on you or credit history on you, guess what they do? They pull it up by your name, even with your Social Security number. It's attached to your name. Even with your driver's license and a number comes with it, it's attached to your name. Even with God, he said, is your name written in the book of life? Your name. So no matter how you look at it, no matter how you go around and go about it or see it, it comes back to your name. Somebody meets you, the first thing you say is, my name is, or you would say, I'm sorry, what is your name? It keeps coming back to your name. Your identity is by your name. Even in the hospital, when they try to identify you, first thing they're going to say, oh, can you please tell me your name, your full name? And then they ask you for your birth date. But your first form of identity is your name. So in my house, well, growing up in our household, you couldn't send nothing to our house with an S on it. Talking about S. Kaiser. We're going to look at you like, who are you talking about? Because basically the majority of the initials in our house was S. S. Kaiser. So you have to realize when you misuse your name, you didn't already labeled your value. When someone else misuses your name, they didn't label your value. So it goes back to how are you going to handle your name? How are you going to handle someone else's name? And don't get mad when you do misuse your name, that people try to handle you any kind of way. And don't get mad when you try to handle somebody else's name any kind of way, with or without their permission, that they have a problem with the way you went about handling their name. So when you want to think about how valuable is your name, once you go to the Word and read how you are to talk about God by his different names you have, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. You can talk to people also about how Naomi, her daughter-in-laws, the ones that left her and the ones that stayed, they stayed with her, and they lived by her name. When you talk about the value of yourself, remember the word of God say, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor, rather than silver and gold. Oh, my God. He said, rather than silver and gold. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Because I know if and when you go out here to marry someone, you look at the name. And if and when you even go for a divorce, you will go back and you will say, the judge will ask you, do you want to keep your name or do you want to go back to your maiden name? Or do you want to share both names? But no matter what, it comes down to your name. So I'm just going to challenge you all to understand your name. When you have these male children, you name them Junior or the second or the third or the fourth. My son name is Junior. So he has continued on his father's name. It's important when you continue on a legacy. It's a lineage. It's important for a person to be able to identify as someone and to know that when you hear your name, you could feel good about it. Or I have even seen people that didn't like their name. I'm not talking about so much your first name. I'm talking about your last name. Your last name carries and holds a lot of weight. Because when people address me, they address me as Ms. Kaiser or Mrs. Wright. So my name holds a lot of weight to me. I love my name. You know, I love the fact that I, when I see that name, I identify with that name. I don't run from it. I protect that name. And when people try to use my name and mispronounce it, I get offended. Unfortunately, I can say that. I get offended because I want to make sure you pronounce my name correctly and the right way. You don't want to play with your name. You don't want your name to be played with. So I'm saying all that for people to understand that when you're dealing in the body of Christ, don't disrespect the name of Jesus. Don't play with the name of Jesus. Don't play with how you go about representing Jesus. Don't act like today you are, right now. Right now you say, but then in 3 minutes you something else. You have to take on the name of Jesus and carry his name all day, all night, as they say, 24/7. You have to be saved all day long. You have to represent the body of Christ all day long. And if you're not, we're human. Yes, we are. We just can go to Jesus in the name of Jesus and ask him, Lord, help me out. Lord, I repent. Lord, I'm asking you to deliver me and save me again. My word says he's a God of another chance. You know, I've heard people say a second chance, but my word says he's a God of another chance. So if I once heard a woman of God say, if he's not tired of delivering me, I'm not tired of being delivered. So if we know that we can fall on our face in the name of Jesus, if we know we can get on the altar in the name of Jesus, if we know that we could call out the name of Jesus, let's apply the name of Jesus to our lifestyle. Let's apply the name of Jesus to our ways. If, you know, if we color outside of the lines, you know how when we were kids and they taught you how to color and then they say, now you're going to color without going outside the lines. If you go outside the line a little bit, it's okay to call on the name of Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me. It's okay to talk to Jesus and say, God, I done messed up again. Because whether you said or not, God already knows that you've messed up again. We don't dot every I and cross every T perfectly. But one thing we could perfectly do is know that we can call on the name of Jesus and ask God to forgive us, lead us, guide us, direct us to be our everything, because God is everything. So on tonight, I don't really have much more to say except a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. And to just know that the name of God, his Son and the Holy Spirit, is more than silver and gold. That when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, it's all about how did I represent the body of Christ? How did I represent the Lord Jesus Christ? How did I represent God on today? Because God has my life, my favor in his hand. God has everything I need. All I have to do is just keep calling on the name of Jesus. Not just when I want something. A lot of times I call on the name of Jesus and just say, God, I didn't want anything today. I didn't want to ask you for nothing. I just wanted to call, come by and say hi. I just wanted to come by and just say, I love you, Lord Jesus. I just wanted to call on your name. And that's all I'm saying to the body of Christ today. Just learn how to call on the name of Jesus. Don't always want something. Don't always need something. It's okay to ask, but just know that in the name of Jesus, we shall be saved. We're going to, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We will trust in God. And remember, protect your name and keep calling on the name of Jesus. So I'm through. I'm done. And that's all I have to say. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect to open the lines. And if anybody have anything to say, I will love to hear from you. I'm finished. Amen.
The lines are open.
Okay, the lines are open. So if you have anything to say, please feel free. If you want to quote scripture back to me, I would love it. Amen.
Good evening. Good evening. Go ahead. Go ahead, Apostle.
No, go ahead. No, please go ahead.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. All I would like to say is thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the word. The word was so true. The name can be carried to the goodness, and the name can be dragged among the dirt. All I said, to who that ever may be listening, to remember the main name is God our Father and the Christ Lord Jesus. To ask, to respect, and to carry us so that our name can be written in the Book of Lamb, to be said as a good one, to be said as a good daughter, a son of the Christ, of God, to be mentioned in the good. But no matter how you go about life today, there's always someone that can take a good name and try to turn it upside down to make it so ugly. All I can say is, Lord, I thank you for my name, and I thank you to be worshiping me, my name, in your name. And, Lord, I thank you, because without you, my name would not be anything without you, because I am the daughter of you. I am your daughter, and I worship and I preach to you as I can praise to you. And I ask you to keep my name among your book, because there is the name that I share, and I praise it unto you. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. Is there anyone else?
Hey, man, this is Cecilia. I just want to say ouch, 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 because I must admit, sometimes, I'm being transparent, we can get so caught up in being Christian and the name of being a Christian that we forget about the value of the name that God has given us. And as Minister Sylvia was saying, excuse me, that name that's connected to your Social Security number, that name that's connected to your driver's license, that name that's connected to the credit bureau, that name that's connected to marriage or divorce, that name that's connected to the legacy of your father or your grandparents. I mean, whether it's your mother's last name or your father's last name or whatever it's connected to. And so some things have happened to me lately that have brought me back to understanding the value of my name. People would be able to use my name and do things with my name, and I would think nothing of it, not realizing, as Minister Sylvia said, the value of the name that God given me. Because if there was no value in the name, when you look up your name, it wouldn't have what your name is related to. If there was no value in your name, your parents wouldn't go around and give you a name. If there was no value in your name, God wouldn't have told Adam to name he was able to name this and name that. I mean, if there was no value in our names, we wouldn't do things in the name of Jesus Christ. If there was no value to our names, we wouldn't know Jesus as Jesus Christ. We wouldn't know the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit. We wouldn't know God the Father as God the Father. I wouldn't know my sisters by their name. I wouldn't know my parents by their name. I wouldn't understand the value of being a Kaiser, the value of being a Seabury, the value of being a woman of God. And I just thank God for him using Minister Sylvia to remind us about the value of our names, because I'm here to tell you, because of the things that happened lately, I didn't understand why it was good for me to be upset about something that was done with my name without my permission and without my knowledge. So we're going to go real transparent. Now, see, it's been the people stole and lost up dealing with the VA. It was connected to our names, and so it was stolen identities and stuff like that. Didn't really get upset about it. Should have, but I didn't really get upset about it. Something else happened where working at another place where more identity theft, wasn't upset about it. And then something was able, something was allowed to happen to me recently, and it still didn't hit me. It didn't hit me until I started working on the correction of what had happened. And I started to understand the value of my name. And it's just so amazing that how come it had to be one strike, two strikes, three strikes you're out before I understood that all of these things were happening so that God could bring me back to the value of a name. See, everybody wants to be a Christian. Everybody wants to be called a Catholic. Everybody wants to be called a Muslim. Not saying everybody, but just putting it out like that. But not everybody can be called by my first and my last name and be connected to my parents. So there is value in your name because your name is connected to your legacy to be and your legacy that was. And so I thank God for the name that he's given me, for the DNA that's connected to that name. And so now, even when you're on your job in different places, as Minister Sylvia was saying, and people try to do things with your name, we now have to go before God and say, God, I don't want it to be pride that I'm concerned about dealing with my name, but I also don't want it to be that I'm not giving the honor to my name that you've given the honor to my name. As Minister Sylvia said, you hear, this person was birthed by this person and this person birthed by that person. We need to go back to honoring the names that our parents gave us. We need to go back to honoring the fact that we have a name. We need to go back to realizing that a lot of times people are doing what they're doing because we haven't learned how to honor and respect our own names. So for me, I just have one other thing to say. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Why do I need him? Because he taught me on tonight the value of my name.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else that have anything to say? Okay. Since we don't have anything to say, I want to throw this in here real quick. I want you all to understand it's not a picking or anything. It's, I ask God, what would I talk about on tonight? And he had me to talk about the name. Last week he shared with me about when I saw the bow in the air, the rainbow was in the cloud, how he said, when you see my bow in the cloud, he wouldn't forget his covenant with us. So on today, God had me to speak about the name. And I want to say something to you all to show you how important your name is and how much your name means. When you have a baby, the baby is called, I'm going to use my last name, Boy Kaiser or Girl Kaiser. Even if you have an animal and you take your animal to the hospital and you say, well, my dog name is, just say Duke or Prince. they just say a Kaiser's dog. You know, if it's a shepherd, Kaiser's shepherd, or Kaiser's pension, Doberman pension. Everything and anything you go for is your name. When you take your car to the shop and pick it up, they don't call out the car to the come and pick up the car and pay the bill. They call you by your name. Your mail comes in your name. Everything that you do is revolved around your name. So people, handle your name like it is greater than riches, silver and gold. The words say it's better to choose a good name. Choose that good name. Get the favor of love and all of the riches. Remember, God identifies us by our name. Our name is what he's going to be looking for in the book of life. Like Apostle Elect said, Adam named every animal. And if I'm not mistaken, even the three rivers that ran through the Garden of Eden, they all had names. So when we look back and look at everything that we have in life, our most important thing that we have is our name. So I'm going to say this in my closing. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you all for sitting back, listening. Thank you all for going back in the archives and going back and listening to this. Thank you all for just being faithful to this ministry. Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E. I want to thank my co-host with myself, Minister Sheila. I want to thank her for being faithful with me with this ministry, and I want to thank Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser for also being faithful with opening the lines and helping us out with this ministry. I just want to thank every man and woman of God that's assigned to this ministry that has been participating to just stay faithful and allow God to do what he's doing. Don't forget, we're here every Friday with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, who's also be on Facebook Live with God Still Heals from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday morning, we're also here with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're looking forward to contacting, touching bases, and you all listening to us next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So again, we're going to end this with saying, I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And don't forget, your name is everything. God gave you a birth name that will carry you throughout life. For the men that marry, remember, you're giving the woman your name. And for the woman that marry, you're taking on the name of that man. So carry your name with pleasure and protection. Amen. Good night, everyone.